Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
It's Tiers Week. Let's take a look at first and third base next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Monday, January 17th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, and let's take a look at the top three tiers at first base. The elite tier includes Vladimir Guerrero, who has an ADP of 4.7, and Freddie Freeman, who has an ADP of 17.7. Scott, who would you rather have at their respective costs?
Well, they're both going later than I actually have them ranked. I would rather pick Vladimir Guerrero up in the first half of the first round. He was the number one player in Roto last year. That's how good he is with the bat. Probably, if you exclude steals, probably the best pure hitter in the game. I like the value for both. I think, you know, Freddie Freeman obviously is very bankable no matter where he goes. And honestly, if I had like the 12th pick, I'd probably take him there and not even let him go to the second round.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. The near elite tier features Matt Olson, Paul Goldschmidt, Pete Alonso, and Jose Abreu. And Scott, the two players I want to ask you about here are Matt Olson, who has an ADP of 33.7, and Pete Alonso, who has an ADP nearly two full rounds later. I like Matt Olson a lot, but I don't know that he should be drafted that much higher than someone like Pete Alonso.
Yeah, it's like a role reversal from last year, right? These were the two I was comparing, except Olson was the one going several rounds later. I think they're kind of mirror images of each other. Olson dramatically improved his strikeout rate last year, you know, around 16-17%. Like, he's become a contact hitter who also has a ton of power, basically. But Alonso did too. It didn't show up as much in the other numbers, but he lowered his strikeout rate to 19.9%. Also a very good strikeout rate for a big power guy. And, you know, the way the tiers work, you expect similar outcomes for all the players in it. I would say that's true for those two.
All right, let's wrap up first base here with the next best things tier and a very big drop in value, Scott. I mentioned Jose Abreu in that last tier. His ADP is 68.7. The ADP of the players in this group are outside of the top 135. That includes Joey Votto, CJ Cron, and Rhys Hoskins. Scott, who do you prefer of that group?
I prefer Votto. In fact, in points leagues, I have to drop Abreu a tier because in that format, I actually prefer Votto to Abreu. And look, if you're just going off 2021 production, Votto belongs in that higher tier. I understand he's old and he was fading before having that resurgent 2021, but he made some conscious changes, predicted the result of them as being more power, and he delivered on it. So he's one of the smartest hitters there's ever been, I think, and I trust what he did, and certainly at that discount, be happy to take Votto.
Let's move across the diamond to the third base tiers, and the elite features just one player, Jose Ramirez, who has an ADP of 4.7, the same as the aforementioned Vladimir Guerrero. Scott, who would you rather have, Jose Ramirez or Vlad, when you consider the position scarcity at third base?
Yeah, I think the overall upside is just higher for Vlad. Four of the five categories, I expect him to outperform Ramirez, especially in batting average. It could be like 50, 60 point difference there. Ramirez is going to have a lot more steals, 20 plus more steals probably. And that's a big deal in roto leagues especially. But I don't think it's enough to make up for the other advantages Guerrero has, even when you're factoring in position scarcity.
All right, let's move on to the near elite tier, which features Rafael Devers, Manny Machado, Austin Riley, Nolan Arenado and Alex Bregman, who is actually one tier lower in categories leagues. Scott, when the season ended, we had some back and forth about Rafael Devers versus Manny Machado. Where have you fallen on that debate?
Look, straight up, I prefer Devers. Machado has a chance to give you a healthy number of steals that Devers probably won't give you, but Devers has more upside as a hitter. I think he's a safer bet for both batting average and home runs. But they're like just a two spots apart in my rankings, I think, very close, and belong in the same tier as I have them.
The next best things tier, Adalberto Mondesi with an ADP of 69.7. He is a tier lower in points leagues. Chris Bryant, who's going off the board at pick 86. Anthony Rendon at pick 111.7. And then Justin Turner at pick 152.3. Scott, I think Anthony Rendon will wind up being a polarizing player because he's getting up there in age. He turns 32 years old in June, and he's coming off of hip surgery. So, you know, whenever we've seen him the past couple of years, he's performed at an elite level. We just don't really know how healthy he's going to be heading into 2022.
Yes, that's a big part of it. But you said whenever we've seen him, he's performed at an elite level. That wasn't true last year. In between the injuries, he slugged only .382, hit only .240. And that was with the introduction of the deadened baseballs. He's not somebody who makes, throughout his career, who has made it high-end hard contact. And it seems to me that he could be one of those hitters that's most impacted by that change in the baseball. So between the health concerns and those doubts, that's why I have him a tier lower than Alex Bregman, even though I've kind of seen the two as very similar players over the course of their careers. Having said that, I mean, Rendon is probably my favorite in this tier. He's got somebody I'm going to fall back on if I miss out on the near elite at the position, the Austin Rileys, the Nolan Arenados. But yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence in Rendon anymore.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Wednesday morning. Bye-bye!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.